Hi, I'm Joy Jackson, and this is Treasures Old and New from ART. October is the time for ghost stories, and ART has recorded some doozies. We start off with a recreation of The Good Ghost from Quiet Please, starring Cliff Carpenter, Gene Ruverall Butler, and Kevin O'Morrison.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
I never did anything wrong in my life. That's why I was so upset when Schuster murdered me. I'm just standing there minding my own business, and Schuster, he pulls out this cannon and he points it at me and it goes boom, and I say ouch, and I'm lying there, and he walks away down Lake Street toward Michigan Avenue. Yeah. Right there on the corner of Lake and Wabash at 1:15 in the morning. Ouch, I said, and I just laid there. After a while, I got up and walked away. And I was all mixed up. I guess I didn't realize I was dead. Because I walked over to Randolph Street and started up the elevated steps, but something stopped me, something like a rope, or something was across the bottom of the stair steps and I couldn't get up. So I look around to see what it was, and there was nothing. There was a voice speaking kind of in my ear.
You can't go up there, Cass.
That's what the voice said, and there wasn't anybody there. I looked. Well, all right, I said, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So I walked over to State Street and I started down the subway stairs. You know what? I couldn't go down there either. There was the same voice whispering in my ear.
You can't go down there, Gus.
So then I said, well, where am I gonna go? But I didn't hear any answer to that. So I put one foot in front of the other, and you know what I did? I walked, and for the first time in my life, for the first time, my feet didn't hurt. So, well, that's one consolation, I said. Being a ghost, your feet won't hurt. Well, I was deluded, see? I walk and I walk and I walk, and pretty soon it's about 5:00 in the morning, and I'm out in Logan Square. Then I said to myself, why, Schuster lives around here someplace, don't he? And I'm in Schuster's house. See, I was pretty new and inexperienced as a ghost then. Gosh, if I'd have known, I wouldn't have had to walk all the way out to Logan Square. I could have flew or whatever it is I do, but I've learned now, I'll tell you about it. Well, like I said, there I am in Schuster's house. Well, you didn't know Schuster, did you? He was laying there sound asleep on a bed, and a pretty good-looking fellow in a kind of fat way. He was laying there snoring. He had his hand hanging over the edge of the bed, and I never thought. I just went over, and I took hold of his hand, and I said, hey, Schuster.
What is going on?
Schuster. Hey, Schuster. Schuster, wake up!
Who's there?
Wake up, Schuster, it's me!
Who's there? What's
going on? Gee whiz, Schuster, it's bad enough to murder a guy. Do you have to scare the life out of him?
Somebody had hold of my hand.
It was me.
A cold hand.
It was me, I told you.
Yeah, who's there?
It's me, Schuster.
But the hand.
It's Gus.
Gus!
Oh, you awake now?
You get away from me, you're dead.
Yeah, I know it. Well, I didn't mean to wake you up so violent.
I'm asleep. I'm dreaming.
No, honest Schuster, I'm sorry.
No, I'm hearing things. Why did I knock him off?
Hey.
Hey.
Why did you knock me off?
Is that really you, Gus?
Sure.
Why, did you come to haunt me?
No, not specially. I was just wondering. Now, why did you shoot me?
I'm going to turn on the lights. There ain't nobody here. I had a nightmare. There, you see, you chump? There ain't nobody here.
I'm here.
It's a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I hear you.
Sure.
Well, what do you want?
I told you. Why did you kill me?
Will you go away if I tell you?
Yeah, well,
it was on account of Ada.
Ada?
Yeah, Ada. Will you go away now and leave me alone?
Schuster.
Huh?
Schuster, Is your intentions toward Ada honorable?
Sure, Gus. Will you go away now?
Move over, Schuster. I want to do a little thinking. While Schuster put his head underneath the covers and he shriveled all up in a knot. And I thought and thought, and he kept shivering and shaking the beds. So pretty soon, I went to sleep. And when I awoke, Schuster was gone. So I got to thinking about Ada. Gee whiz, Ada was the cutest. I sure did like Ada. And oh, Ada always wore her hair in a pompadour. Her hair was so black, and her eyebrows looked cute, and she always smelled so nice. Gee, Ada, I always thought Ada liked me pretty much, too. Whenever I had a couple of bucks, I used to take her out to the tree and on and dance. Well, she was about 3 or 4 inches taller than me, but we danced all right together. And that's where Schuster run into us at the Trianon. I never thought Astrid would fall for Schuster. Funny, ain't it? You're always the last one to find out. I thought she liked me. I never even had a chance to be jealous of Schuster. I sure did like Ada. I was thinking about the time Schuster drove us out to the forest preserve, Ada and me. The three of us had a picnic. Ada, she made potato salad. Oh, we had a swell time. And then I remember, I didn't notice it then, she kept sitting next to Schuster all the time. Well, I thought, here I am laying here on Schuster's bed. I'm too late. If Ada likes Schuster, well, all I can do is try to help him out. Schuster, well, I could do without him. But Ada, I want her to be happy. And thinking about it, all of a sudden, I'm in Ada's apartment. And Schuster's there with her. And Ada's crying a little bit.
Oh, it sure is too bad, Ada. He was a nice little fella.
I can't hardly believe he's dead, Schuster.
Yeah, well, he is.
I'm still here.
What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
I thought you did. Oh, poor little fella. It's all so sudden.
Yeah, too bad.
Gee whiz, Schuster, you done it.
I was so fond of him.
Yeah, I know you was, Ada.
Now I'm all alone in the world.
Oh, no, you ain't, Ada. I'm here.
Sure, Ada, he's here.
Schuster, I'm so lonesome.
Put your head on my shoulder, Ada, honey, and leave us weep together.
Oh, Schuster.
So she put her head on Schuster's shoulder. Gee whiz, they didn't weep. He kissed her. So I come away. After all, how much can you take, huh? Well, so it looks like it's on the up and up. Besides, what could I do? I'm dead. So I sit down on a bench in Lincoln Park and I think, you know, funny, those concrete benches used to feel cold when I sat on them, but now they don't feel cold anymore. I guess because I'm a ghost. Well, I figure I have to talk to Schuster again. What? Well, I figure I have to help him out. Help Ada out, I mean. I don't want Ada to go around being unhappy, and so if her and Schuster's going to get married, well, then the least I can do is give him a hand. I know Schuster ain't got a quarter, and there's ways a guy in my position can help, see? I don't know how I know it, but it's true. A ghost can do pretty near anything if he works it right. So I wait till night, and I start to walk out to Logan Square, and then I remember I don't have to walk, and zing, I'm in Schuster's room. Schuster's sitting there thinking, and I say, Schuster, hey, Schuster, you don't give me a tumble. And I can see his eyes moving around, looking in the room. Hey, Schuster, I say again, I want to talk to you. And you know what he done? He jumps out the window. Well, I'm so surprised, I can't even follow him out the window. You know what, that Schuster, he was the hardest guy to haunt I ever seen. And look, I didn't want to do nothing. All I wanted to do was help Ada, so what if he did shoot me? That's over. I gotta help Ada. Heck, I love Ada, see? A couple of nights later, I see him get in his car. I run and got in alongside him. I figure this is fine. We're all alone in the car, and then I begin to worry. If I say something while we're driving, You probably wrecked the car. So I wait until we're stopped by the light of diversity in Lincoln Park. We're standing still. What can happen? So I put my hand on the top of his gear shift and I say, "Hey, Schuster." Bam! Crash! Jingle! Bounce! He takes his foot off the clutch and we're through a high iron fence and the car is upside down and Schuster's got a sprained ankle. Gee whiz, I'm a heck of a ghost. But he's laying there and I think, this is a good time to talk to him before the ambulance comes. He can't move, but he crosses me up. He faints. And while he's laid up with his ankle all bandaged up, Ada comes and sees him, and the way she puts her arms around him and kisses him, I say, this is no place for me. So I come away again. I couldn't take it. That only made it worse. I should talk to him and see what I can do for Ada again. So after a while, he's well, and I see him and Ada every once in a while, and he treated her like, gee whiz, the way I wish I could have treated her. And she ate it up. Well, one night, Schuster goes to a movie. I saw the movie before. You got a lot of time on your hands when you're a ghost, and usually get movies free. I followed him inside, and while they was running the sign that said, "Next week, Hollow Triumph," I floated over close to him. I said, "Schuster, gee whiz, he went up like a balloon. People was hollering, and he was hollering, and the ushers calling the cops, and they drug him away." You know what the upshot of that was? He kept hollering to the cops that he was haunted, and they thought he was touched in the head. And they put him in a wagon and took him out to psychopathic for observation. Well, I sure made a mess out of things, didn't I? And all I'm trying to do is be a good guy. I'm a good ghost, I mean. So come evening, out to the psychopathic I go. What a place, boy. And I hunt high and low for Schuster till it's about 2 o'clock. And then I hear a kind of a gargle that I think is familiar. And I go through a little door and, oh boy, there he is in a straitjacket. "Well, for pretty's sake, Schuster," I said. "Look, Schuster, stop it. I ain't going to hurt you."
"Go away."
"Go away." "Schuster, listen to me."
"Go away, go away, go away."
"Schuster, don't. You'll bust something." "Now listen, Schuster."
"Huh?"
"Listen to me. I ain't mad."
"Ain't you?"
"No, Schuster, I ain't mad at all."
"You want to kill me?"
"What?"
"Kill me."
"Kill you?"
"Yeah, kill me."
"No, Schuster, all I want to do is help you."
"Ah!"
"No, Schuster, somebody will hear you."
"Oh, yeah."
"Look, I'm only allowed to kill one person, you see, Schuster?"
"Me?"
"No, you ain't allowed to kill a fella that's killed you, see? I can only knock off one fella, and he has to be a bad fella."
"Mm-hmm."
"I know, you're kind of bad, but you can't be all bad, Schuster, else Ada wouldn't love you." "Does Ada love you?"
"Yeah."
"And do you love her?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Well, that's what I thought."
"You don't kill me?"
"What?"
"Please."
"Listen, I said I wasn't going to kill you. I just want to help you."
"Yeah."
"You know, a ghost can do a lot of things, Schuster."
"Yeah."
"You need money, Schuster?"
"Yeah."
"You broke?"
"Yeah."
"Well, you can't marry Ada without money."
"Yeah."
"I'll get you the money."
"Yeah?"
"Only, will you promise to marry Ada as soon as you get the money?"
"Yeah."
"Well, I guess it was okay then." And I reached over and patted him on the forehead, and he heaved himself up, and the gag came out of his mouth.
"Let me out of here! Help!"
So I have to start all over again. I stuffed the thing back in his puss, and all I can say is... And I lay it all out to him again. He was bound and determined I was going to knock him off. He must have had a guilty conscience or something. But it was daylight when I finally sold him a bill of goods. "Look," I kept saying, "it's Ada I'm thinking of. I want Ada to be happy. I have to help you. I want to help Ada. Can't you see?" And it was like I said, broad daylight, when I took the gag away from him again. And I was all ready to put it back, but...
"Okay, Gus. Okay, I believe you."
"You gotta believe me."
"But you gotta remember, if you hurt me, you'll be hurting Ada, Gus."
"I know it, Schuster. Why else would I go to all this trouble? Heck, Schuster, I loved Ada. And she just looked at me funny and I said, okay, I'll meet you at Rollo's next Wednesday night. And I come away. Rollo's, I don't suppose you ever been there, huh? Gambling joint. I used to go there once in a while when I was alive. Pick up a couple of dollars shooting craps or something. Schuster goes there a lot, too. I'm standing by the wheel when Schuster comes in, and I'm just standing there, and of course, Schuster can't see me when he comes up. He stood there looking a minute, and Rollo gave him a hello.
Hello, Schuster.
Hi, Rollo.
Get your bets down, gents. Schuster, you gonna play?
17.
What'd you say?
I said you're gonna play. Get your money down.
I said 17.
5 on 17.
All bets down. That's all, gents.
And I let it spin a minute, and I put my fingers on the 17, and I stopped it.
17. Here you are, Schuster. Get your bets down, gents.
4.
4.
$100.
$100? Oh!
You sure, Schuster?
Spin the wheel.
All bets down. Round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows.
The heck nobody knows. I know. She stops on 4.
4. Well, nice going, Schuster.
Yeah, it is nice, ain't it?
11, Schuster.
11. $500.
Take it easy, Schuster.
Spin the wheel. That was an awful short spin, Rollo.
What are you beefing about? It stopped on 11, didn't it?
Hey, Schuster.
What?
Ain't you got enough?
Enough?
To marry Ada. You win 3 times.
Oh, come on, Gus. Let's not quit yet.
Okay. 13.
13. $1,000.
At 4:30 in the morning, Rollo declared that the bank was busted. Schuster took every dime in the joint. Well, Schuster with me to help. And he went out of the place with money sticking out of every pocket in his hat. Hey, Schuster, I said.
Wow, Gus, you're terrific. I'm set for life.
No, you ain't set for life, Schuster, I said. Not yet, you ain't.
What do you mean?
You forgot about Ada.
Ada? Oh, Ada.
Yeah, this dough was to get married on, Schuster, remember?
Yeah, well, what do you know? Pretty near forgot about Ada. Can you imagine that?
So, 2 days afterward, Schuster and Ada drive over to Crown Point to a little justice of the peace, and they got married. Gee, it was a happy day. Ada sure looked pretty with her pompadour and a new dress from Carson's shop and her eyes shining, and she was marrying Schuster. Even Schuster looked good in a double-breasted green suit. And I got sentimental, kind of bald, and they're watching me, only of course nobody knowed I was there, and I thought, gee, that might have been me, maybe. Only it's too late.
I know.
The least I can do is see that she has everything she wants, and I can do that on account of I'm a ghost, and
I do.
I can do practically anything. And there is Ada looking all pink and about to butt. She's so happy. And Schuster's holding his arms around her and grinning. And the old J.P. grinning, too, and looking at the $100 bill. And I couldn't help it. I stepped up right close.
Oh!
What's the matter, honey?
I felt something cold on my cheek all of a sudden.
It was only me kissing the bride. I love you, Ada. Oh, sure, they're as happy as bumblebees. Heck, no, I would never intrude into their privacy. I never went to their house. But I used to meet Schuster once in a while, and I'd say, Schuster, how's it going?
Oh, fine, Gus. Fine. Swell, Gus. It's very happy for me.
And I'd always feel glad and happy about it. And then one day I met Schuster, and I asked him the same question, and he kind of stutters and stammers for a minute.
Well, look, Gus, Ada wants a mink coat.
Well, then why don't you get her one?
Well, I'm not old, Gus. I've made a couple of bad investments. And
Schuster and me, we busted the bank at Rollo's again. And Rollo, he wasn't very happy about it, but what could the man do? It was business, wasn't it? And Ada was happy, I figured. Shuster hit me again when the Arlington race season started.
Gus, can you do anything about horses?
Like what?
Well, you know.
What's the matter? You broke again?
No, but I'd kind of like to get a new car for Ada.
A goat by the name of Lollipopsy come in at 134-1. And I nearly wore myself out flagging down the other horses. Schuster had $200 on Lollipopsy's nose. Gee whiz, I said. He'd ought to get two cars, both of them chromium plated. Schuster says to me, "Hey, Gus." You see, I was always around someplace, too. There was no place for me to go. I kept trying the subway and the elevator, but no soap. I was stuck. So I stayed within calling distance. Ada was awful nice. Gee whiz. Schuster says to me,
"Say, Gus."
"What?"
"You know the sweepstakes?"
"Yeah."
"Well?"
"What?"
"I got a ticket."
Gee whiz, Schuster.
"Well, Ada wants a house in Lake Forest. They cost bucks."
Oh, well. Well, Ireland's a nice place, but sorting through all of them ticket stubs to find BB46372829 was quite a job of work. What, $110,000? You can buy quite a joint in Lake Forest for that kind of moolah. Oh, boy, I thought. Ada was doing all right, and I'm glad even if Schuster's getting to be a kind of pain in the neck.
Ever think about the stock market, Gus?
No.
Oh, that's where a guy could really clean up.
Or lose his shirt.
Oh, not with my little mascot, my little palsy walsy.
Yeah, who's that?
You.
Me?
You're.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, Gus, you can do anything.
Well,
Ada wants to go to Mexico for the summer.
Well.
Oh, boy, $1 million, Gus. Let's get another million.
Another million? What for Pete's sake?
Why, for Ada, Gus. Her birthday's tomorrow.
You know what? I forgot that. I used to buy her a box of Rex candy when I had the money Fannie Mae's. And now I forgot her birthday. Gee whiz. Well, first I went over to LaSalle Street and I went up to the stock exchange and I sent Compellet into something up to 81 points. And then I said to myself, I just got to see Ada on her birthday and see how happy she is. See her new coat and her new automobile. But it's a Rolls Royce, a house in Lake Forest. Oh, no, she's in Mexico, I thought. But I'll say happy birthday in Mexican, even if she won't hear it. And so, she wasn't in Mexico. I looked all over Lake Forest, and there wasn't any Schuster living there. And then I thought, Ada, I want to see Ada. And I was right alongside her. Ada didn't have any mink coat. She didn't have any automobiles. She was living in a flat on Taylor Street, and there wasn't any heat in the house. There wasn't anything to eat either. She was laying on a cot, and I hardly even recognized her. The pompadour was all stringy and kind of dirty gray, and her eyes, she had a black eye. She was sick, she was hungry, she was lonesome, she was pretty close to dying. How do you like that? My Ada, and the Schuster, the wheel, horses, sweepstakes, the stock market, $1 million. I kissed Ada.
Oh, oh, oh.
And Ada knowed I was there. Ada spoke my name.
Gus, Gus.
And laid back on the cot, and she cried some more. I couldn't take that. Gee whiz, I come away. Schuster was in Rollo's. Did I tell you Rollo had some very tough customers around? Yeah, he did. I went up to Schuster and I said, Schuster, I said, Rollo wants to see you in his office.
I'm busy, Gus.
Better go in, Schuster. There's something for you in there.
Is there? Gold?
Go see. So Schuster went on in, and I after him.
Hey, Rollo, what do you want? Rollo? Rollo? No! Rollo!
He's dead, Schuster.
Let me out of here!
No. Look at that knife in his back, Schuster.
That's my knife.
Got your name on it.
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't, but they'll think you did it.
Who? Who will think so?
Ed Hopp, the big guy. Sam Howell, the guy with the brass knucks. Ralph, the guy that bites people.
I didn't do it!
No. I done it, Schuster.
You?
Sure. Remember I told you I was allowed to knock off one guy? One bad guy? Rollo was an awful bad guy, Schuster.
Yeah.
So are you, for that matter. Them guys liked Rollo an awful lot, Schuster. What'll they do to a guy they think killed him?
Let me out of here, Guts. Let me out.
It's locked from the outside, Schuster. The door's locked. The tough boys are coming. Can you pray, Schuster?
Oh, Guts, please, Guts.
Not to me, Schuster. So long, lad.
Guts! Guts!
And I walked out just as the tough guys, a bodyguard of the dead man, started hammering on the door.
Ooh.
I could still hear Schuster crying and moaning in there, and you know what? Out there in the big room, there was a set of stairs I never seen before. I started up the stair steps, and there wasn't anybody to stop me. And I climbed up and up and up, and the stairway went right on up ahead of me. And there was somebody at the top. Black pompadour and shining eyes. What? I'm not such a bad ghost after all, am I?
You've been listening to an American Radio Theater recreation of Quiet Please, The Good Ghost. It was recorded in front of a live audience in May 2005. Cliff Carpenter was Gus, Kevin O'Morrison was Schuster, and Jean Ruverall Butler was Ada. Also heard was Brian Hendrickson and Kim Turner. I'm Joy Jackson. This is ART, the American Radio Theater.
We'll get back to our show in a minute, but first a few words from ART. Hi, I'm Harry Thiel. ART's ensemble of actors bring new life into classic stories from the days of old-time radio, as well as bringing new audio dramas to full imagination. There are lots of great stories out there just waiting for the nod of recognition. Adventure, romance, westerns, mysteries, comedies, historical stories based on real life. Maybe even you have a story. Right now we're in the process of breathing new life into Zorro. Please have a look at our website for more information, AmericanRadioTheater.org. And now, back to our treasures, old and new, from ART.
To put you back into a dance mood, pretend you were at the fabulous Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California. It's 1932. And you're listening to Jimmy Greer and his orchestra.
Thank you. stars of Hollywood are dancing under the swaying palms of the world-famous Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles. Let us transport you now to that popular rendezvous where we shall hear Jimmy Greer and his greater all-star Coconut Grove Orchestra. Maybe we passed by riches, beauty, and charm, but they are all present when Margaret Lawrence sings, "We Met Love." Time to close up, wind the cat and put out the clock. But listen just once more to Donald Novus. He tells us what happens when the rest of the crowd goes home.
Thank you. the crowd goes home, I always go home alone. Oh, that kiss on the way back home, that's something I've never couples and come home in pairs when the rest of the crowd goes home. I always go home.
The three cheers have this to say. When the rest of the crowd went home, we met love. Where do you suppose? Why, sitting in the movie.
Show may be, it's okay with me, sitting in the movies, holding your hand, snoozing through the newsreel, and dreaming of the things we planned. Gee, but it's grand, sitting in the movies, holding your hand. Think how we can travel to places, see different faces all in one afternoon. Cut down expenses, what sense is there spending all for one honeymoon? Every happy ending, the ending is easy to appreciate. Oh, gee, it's great, sitting in the movies, holding your hand.
Something, you may be nothing, or you may be anything, but Donald Novus and Lois Whiteman tell each other, you're my everything.
Thank you.
beneath the sun. You're my everything, rolled up into one.
You're my only dream, my only real reality. You're my idea of a perfect personality.
Oh, you're my everything, everything I need.
You're the song I sing and the book I read.
You're a way beyond belief and just to make it real.
You're my winter, summer, spring, my
Sometimes we see the moon in the daylight, but the old reliable Luna that Dick Webster sings about is Good Night, Moon.
Lonely hours we're counting, while you hide beyond the mountain. Good night, moon.
Gasps of surprise, shouts of joy and everything, while the three cheers give us, ooh, ah. Balmy fragrance of a summer night and the sweet zephyrs of the west wind embrace us when Donald Novus sings Starlight.
Thank you.
can't you hear me crying from away up there? Come closer, starlight, starlight. First I've seen tonight. Help me find the one I way up there. Come closer, starlight, starlight. First star I've seen tonight. Help me find the one I love.
The Three Cheers earn more than three cheers with the novel way they now sing when Yuba plays the rumba on the tuba.
Down in Havana, there's a funny-looking booba. He plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, any sap will sell an apple, but the chap would rather grapple with his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer to the booba doopa dooba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, for all the rumba lovers go into their rumble. Well, how I'd like to be his double, for without a bit of trouble, with his oompa oompa oompa, he can knock 11 ladies for a loopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba.
He's not a greenhorn. He blows a mean horn. I must be seen horn. Oh, he's a whiz.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Why, all the Havana loves this funny-looking booba who plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut vendor jealous of his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to the boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now there's a story of a little peanut vendor, and to a little Cuban girl his love did render. She loved to hear his peanut whistle, and she said to him, now this'll be the day when I will give myself away, and I will wear the peanut vendor.
Boom, 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 boom.
But then another came to woo this maid of Cuba, and she was fascinated with his oopa-doopa. So she forgot the peanut vendor, and his whistle would offend her, but her eyes would love to glisten, and she'd sit all day and listen to the bo-bo-bo-bo-bo of the tuba.
How we could rumble out the rumba down in Cuba.
What chance has a peanut whistle got when a tuba's bound to drown him out?
How sad to bend. The peanut vendor sad and blue. His girl said, on nerds to you. No with a whistle on his card so very small, how could he expect to make the girlies fall? The peanut vendor now is gone, but Yuba's tuba carries on.
When I hear music here, I start remembering a June night when I met you. I thought that I was wise and strange, but I know the price my heart is. Whenever I hear someone play sweet music in the pale moonlight.
Uh-oh, time to go. Please stop by our website, www.americanradiotheater.org, and have a listen to our podcasts. Hey, see you next time.